Despite his wife's plea and a warning of others, a young husband chooses to pursue his promiscuous desires. However, an unexpected visit compels him to reevaluate his decision. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Stories of Padre Pio by Madame Katharina Tangari, a biographer and spiritual daughter of Padre Pio from Germany. In her book, Madame Tangari shares a thought-provoking testimony about a man, a husband and father, who decided to abandon his family responsibilities to pursue worldly pleasures. Listen to this. One evening in January 1953, Madame Tangari visited a wealthy family living in her building. At the time, she was entrusted with the task of raising funds for the construction of a church in Padre Pio's hometown, Pretlcina. So, Madame Tangari found herself in their home. However, the family, a young husband and wife with a little daughter, was on the verge of splitting up. During the husband's absence, the wife poured out her heart to Madame Tangari, revealing how her husband had decided to send her and their daughter away to America to live with her parents. The husband had renewed relationships with women he knew before their marriage, and he was resolute in freeing himself from his family to pursue his desires. Everything had already been arranged, and the wife and daughter were to leave in a few days. After hearing this, Madame Tangari gave the woman 2 medals blessed by Padre Pio. "Yes," the woman said, "Padre Pio could still save us." She then asked Madame Tangari to try to persuade her husband to visit Padre Pio before their departure, hoping that he might change his mind after speaking to Padre Pio. At that moment, the husband came in. He barely said hello. However, when Madame Tangari explained the reason for her visit, he gave her a generous donation for Padre Pio's church. In return, Madame Tangari also gave him a medal and a little photograph of Padre Pio, which he immediately stuffed in his pocket. Sensing an opportunity, Madame Tangari asked him if he would like to visit Padre Pio with his wife before her departure for America. To Padre Pio, "But why?" he asked, irritated. And then continued, as if driven by an inner rebellion, to Padre Pio. "What do I have to do with Padre Pio? What do we, my wife and I, have to do with this Padre Pio?" "He could give you some advice, help," Madame Tangari said. "I don't need advice or help. I don't need Padre Pio. I'm a young man. I'm barely 28 years old. I want to live, madam." "To live? What do you mean by that?" asked Madame Tangari. But he did not answer. Madame Tangari then pointed out that he already had everything for a happy life. A beautiful wife, a dear little daughter, a secure future, a nice home. But he remained unmoved by her words. 2 days later, the wife and child left for America, and the man began to live as he desired. From that moment on, he could return home whenever he wanted. No one asked him where he was or with whom. No one disturbed his conscience. He was free. He lived. Considering our modern world's definition of living, it's no wonder things are upside down. But let's continue with the story. 2 months later, in March, as Madame Tangari was returning home after morning mass, she saw the man who had abandoned family life. He came up to her, visibly shaken, and said, "Madame, now I'm ready to see Padre Pio. Could you come with me?" Confused, Madame Tangari asked why he wanted to see Padre Pio now. The man explained that as he was returning home at a late hour, he thought he had seen Padre Pio. Though it was only for a brief moment, it left such an impression that he could no longer think of anything but Padre Pio, and he wanted to see him as soon as possible. He wanted to leave right away. So, the very next day, they found themselves in San Giovanni Rotondo at Padre Pio's 5 a.m. Mass. After Mass, the man expressed his desire for the return of his wife, to which Padre Pio answered in a harsh tone, "You must change your life." "I am willing, but I need your help," answered the man, and then made his confession to Padre Pio. Madame Tangari testifies that the man left the confessional a different person. Something had changed in his soul. He was no longer the same man she had met that January evening. The next day, the man telegraphed his wife in America, asking her to return home. However, the wife had fallen sick and could not return right away. A period of waiting then came, in which many letters were exchanged between them. During this time, the man often visited Padre Pio, seeking his advice, which, as he said, he very much needed. In autumn, the family was finally reunited, and thus a new life for them began. End of story. Reflecting on this tale, we are reminded that unexpected graces may be bestowed upon sinners, perhaps because of some good deed they've done, such as the generous donation the man made, or the acceptance of the Blessed Medal. This underscores the importance of reaching out to those who have fallen away, offering acts of charity and prayer for their return. As Our Lady of Fatima cautioned, many souls go to hell because they have no one to pray for them. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your continued financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. We thank you from our heart. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. But I know that some of my listeners are not yet members. You would have much to gain, so join today. Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. One such benefit, our regular Mass is celebrated especially for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV said, "The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death." It's simple to join. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.